doing what she's supposed to be doing.
Blog Talk Radio.
Me to fill out. I'm not going to bail you out of the mess you make. Together, this is not an individual suit. It's a national suit. Him taking us all in. It's part of the codification process. And who may you think I'm making reference to? Well, first and foremost, my name is Yom Suf Harif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. That's who I'm talking about. Nothing else and or nothing less. These are the study we study together. Not only we should be doing it, everybody should be hands on deck, so to speak. Studying him with complete accuracy, intelligence, doing a critical analysis and our assessment, a bird's eye view, burning the midnight oil, leaving no stone or leaf unturned. That's what we should be doing. See, the problem is this. It's like anything, any relationship you're in, mother, child, husband, wives, work relationships, family relationships, the dynamics. We must become synchronized. Gathering means having a state, not simply the proximity, but the same state of mind and concern for one another. Not simply the proximity. That's good if you can get close to your brothers and sisters in the proximity. That's fine and dandy. But some people can't afford to. But that does neglect the fact that we should have the same state of mind, the same codification processes. The Most High leaves these instructions. Now, if you think you're something special, you don't need the Most High instructions. But this is not the study show for you. If you're humble to the Most High, if you listen to wisdom, the female entity who was first created, she said, I was there when he did the rest. And it's true. But you wouldn't know that if you didn't study that. Suddenly the word of Yah is not like a red line phone call or acorn like Chicken Little. Something just fall on your head. Oh, Yah talking to me. No, that's that acorn and bust the top out of your head talking to you. See, some of y'all ain't got no sense at all, none whatsoever. You try to get so close to Yah, you get far away from him because of the fact, sadly to say, you're not codified under his codification processes. You want to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. And you think you got a special relationship with the Most High. More special than our king, more special than the high priest, more special than the prophets in your latter days. As I said, just like Chicken Little, or acorn fell on his head and he thought the world was coming to an end. Some of you think the same way, and your thinkers are broken. You're not listening to the Most High. You think you're something special. You think you got all the sense in the world. You don't need the Most High to instruct you. But wisdom said, those are the characteristics of a fool. I think wisdom is quite correct. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. As it is, and when it does, because we are codified under his processes, we're not worried about the sky falling. And neither should you. What you should be worried about is your study acumen, your dedication and commitment, the self-discipline in your studies. That's what you should be worried, in the application of said studies. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. You know, we were off for 3 days, and this show, study show, has been going on for 10 years. After 10 years, I think we deserve a 3-day vacation. So if some of you came on several days last week and we wasn't there, it's not that we didn't care, but sometimes you had to put a mule in the barn some days in order for it to take him back out to get back to work. So we're back out, and we're about the business of getting back to work, showing you a complete textual, contextual picture of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub in his heritage. It's true. And we are studying in the book of Zephaniah, second chapter. So get there, second chapter of Zephaniah. And you may be wondering, Yom Suf Arif, who are the we you making reference to? She's our gatekeeper, so to speak. She keeps us on track, and she's very significant and important. As a matter of fact, she's taken several roles. Now she's staying in the studies, and I'm happy for her. She had opportunity to share in the studies. She's been tired 10 years. Come on now. It's time for her to put some work in, too. Sister Abigail from New York City. And Brother Cartrell, he's from New York City also. And yours truly, Yom Suf Arif. And you may ask yourselves, what do you know about them? I know they ain't perfect. Yom Suf ain't perfect. But the most important thing I know about them is they love the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and their people as they love themselves. It's all be. And it should be. All of us. So without further ado, let me bring them on for you. So Savia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, and all praises and glory to Yah. Ooh, it sure do feel good to be back. And you sound well and energized. That's good. I hope everyone is feeling good. And praise Yah. Shalom.
Praise Yah. I'm like that ever-ready rabbit. I just keep going and going and going.
The energizer. Keep on.
It's good to have you back, sis. It's good to hear you. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless y'all. Sister Abia, brother Yamsu Pari. Good to hear your voices.
Hello.
All praise to the Holy One.
Good to hear your voice, Cottrell. Good to hear you.
Yes, indeed.
And Chicken Little, if she's a chicken, got to be a female.
You make me joke. What'd you say about Chicken Little, Cottrell?
Yeah, a Chicken Little is a chicken. That means it's a female.
You need to stop him.
No, because you said Chicken Little, he was running around like his head was
right.
Cut off.
Right.
Now, if it was a he, would have been a rooster.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Clarification. That's true, Cottrell. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
You closer to them farms down south than me. I'm in New York City. I don't know nothing about farms, though. But I do know a chicken is a female and a rooster is a male.
You ain't lying, my brother. You told the truth. You tell the truth all the time. But you certainly told the truth. Chicken Little. She did. Mm-hmm. Well, Cottrell, Avia, if y'all don't have any more commentaries, try to put in the word for the LOM and our people.
Yes, I pray that back is feeling better. Most of I put some healing, balm and Gilead on it, and you take care of it well. Because back is touching.
It'll stop everything, brother, to slow you down. Praise Yah.
Yeah.
But he has put some healing on, and I'm very grateful, Katra. And I'm very appreciative to Sister Abia and your prayers. And some of the fellow students who elected to pray for us, too. I'm very grateful.
All the time.
And hold on, my Esau, she put in a lot of work for us. She did a lot of rubbing and a lot of heat things and a lot of little machine that beat up your back. I think she was trying to hurt me, but that's all right. It turned out right. Abby, are you so silly?
I'll be honest with you. I say you're crazy.
And you wouldn't be off the mark, neither. All right. Y'all ready? Zephaniah, the second chapter. And this word is not just mentioned this the first time it's mentioned. It's been mentioned before. Gather yourselves together. So evidently this word is significant, not for the Most High just simply say it, because he means what he says in our regard to our relationship with him and to one another. He says, gather yourselves together. Yes, gather together. As I said, not simply in proximity, but state of mind. We should all be on the same page. If you're not in the same locale, at least be on the same page. That's what Yah said. Be codified in the processes. Oh, and he tells us, well, if you're trying to get along with everybody, you're running behind everybody, you try to get into everybody's thing, he tell you who you are. Oh, undesirable nation. There ain't nobody to desire you. You despise universally speaking. Go ahead, Cottrell.
So that's why integration would never work. We were better off when we were segregated, right?
We were. At least we stuck together. Now,
so if we were segregated before, we could do it again.
We really need to.
We need to just pull up and pull out. These people don't like us, and y'all selling us. Y'all better get back together again.
Exactly.
But as a nation, not as a church, an organization, a camp, a synagogue. We have to think nationally. We're a nation.
Right, exactly. It's the only way it works, Katria.
Yes, sir.
Only way it works. And he tells you, you are undesirable nation. Before the decree is issued, or the day passes like chaff, before the Elohim fierce anger comes upon you, y'all need to be doing this, gathering yourself together before the Most High fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Elohim anger come upon you. He says it again in repetition. It's something serious, people. Seek the Elohim, all you meet, and if you meet as the Most High, won't you? You would understand this. But if you willy the war as lion, and you think you got all the sense in the world, well, I guess this doesn't apply to you. Willy the cry for lion. Willie the prophet lion, just like the off-the-sea wizard lion, just scared of everything and pretended to be something that you aren't because you were designed to be the lion until the Most High calls upon you to be the lion. You're called upon to be meek like sheep. And when I want you to be the lion, you will line up. Not line up, lion up. So the Most High calls upon you to be meek of the earth. And that's not only a call for us, that's a call to other nations too, who have upheld his justice. You upheld the Most High justice, not your call from the Most High you said you got last week. You uphold the Most High justice. And you seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden by Yah. If you seek righteousness, you uphold the Most High justice, seek his righteousness, seek humility, and as a result, it may be that you will be hidden by the Most High in the day of Yah's anger. Isn't that so simple? Contrary, isn't that so beautiful and simple? Mm-hmm. Sister Abby,
yes.
Isn't that so beautiful and simple? Yeah.
And there's no guarantee. He said you may be hidden if you find out what meekness and humility is, because meekness...
Exactly.
And humility for our people is like what? Like spinach to little kids.
Right.
They don't like it.
And pride is like kryptonite. Okay? Superman. We don't get nowhere with a false sense of pride. We ain't never got nowhere. We would never get anywhere. And we're going to keep being bogged down with this nonsense. I can walk in the gay pride. It's going to work for me. I could be a gay, I could be a prideful thug. I could be a prideful person at my job. I could be a prideful person in my home. That ain't going to work for us. It never has and it never will be. Humility in every aspect of your life works for you. The other works on you. It is your kryptonite.
Hey, Yasu. Me and my son was watching a YouTube video earlier today, and his brother was talking about the vaccination, how people are dying all of a sudden. But he said, you know, our people want them not to take it, to have faith and trust in the Most High. Now all of a sudden, you know, people are dying, but it only was a test, really, for us. Do we really trust Yah? Do we trust man? It seems like a lot of people trust man before they trust Yah.
That's the problem, Carter. Mm-hmm. That lies our dilemma. And the Most High said, don't trust me. Don't put your trust in men. Put your trust in me. That's what the Most High says in every regard, and that's what we ought to study in every regard. And not only study, certainly make the application. But study.
And you know what's funny, Yasu?
What's that, my brother?
You got scientists out here looking for the evidence of God. That's what they say.
Right.
They built a Hadron Collider. They collide in particles to try to find a God particle. And here we're reading. It's simple. Yah says, seek me, and you'll find me. You ain't got to build no scientific space lab to find the Most High God.
No.
Just read his words, study his words, pray to him, call on him, and you find him.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Katria.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
And Sister Abiyah says in the fourth verse, and Brother Cottrell, for Gaza shall be forsaken. We're going to be kicked out. It's the south district of Israel. And Ascalon, a Gaza-occupied strip by Palestinians, they shall drive out Ashdod at noonday And Ekron is one of the five cities of the Philip was one of the five cities of the Philistine that we had control of. Woe to the inhabitants.
Even today, we read about the Gaza Strip and the tension that's going on between the so-called Palestinian peoples and the Israelis.
Exactly.
Why did Yah start with the Gaza Strip? Because that's where, really, the powder keg is for World War III.
Exactly.
When he pours out this judgment on these nations, he's going to start with our families. That's why he's starting with the nations that he's talking about right now. And then his judgment is going to spread. But he's warning us before that judgment comes, we better synchronize our relationship with him.
Exactly. Thank you, Godre, for the clarification. And he says, the nation of the Sheratites, and some of these Sheratites were simply mercenaries of us, because some of his bodyguards of King Dawud were Sheratites. And they were mercenaries that we used quite often in war. The word of
Hamites.
God is Hamites. Yep. Hamites, basically.
And most of these nations, have hidden their identity, because all these nations you're about to read about, we don't hear about them no more, but they hidden somewhere.
Yeah, they somewhere. The word of Yah is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines. I will destroy you. That's quite simple. So there should be no inhabitant. I ain't never heard of no Canaanites. Yes, Most High, then put a licking on them so they don't keep picking. The seacoast shall be pastures, with shepherds for shepherds, and folds for flock. The coast shall be for the remnant of the house, meaning we'll come back. We'll have our coastline. Shall be for the remnant of the house of Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda. They shall feed their flocks there. In the houses of Ascalon, they shall lie down at evening. For Yah, their Elohim, will intervene for them. See, stop doing all this intervening. You know, I get sick and tired of brothers and sisters trying to do intervention for us. Y'all cannot do intervention for us in regards to our enemies.
No man can.
No man can. But what y'all can do, you refuse to do, which is gather yourselves together. And stop doing these interventions, marching up and down the street and carrying on and whatnot. Let the Most High do the intervening. We need to start gathering. We gave a task to do. Let's do the task that we're required to do. Anything else will be extra. Don't you think so, Cottrell?
Oh, absolutely. We have to be like the people of Nineveh, where they were synchronized and repenting and asking Yah for forgiveness before he brought judgment on them. It's the same scenario. But he's telling us we better do the same thing before. He's given us a chance. He's given us time. This judgment hasn't taken place yet, but we never know when it's coming. So are we preparing or are we ignoring Yah's critical warning?
Praise what you saying? So what also says, Yah is giving us warnings throughout all of this. He's giving you a warning and said that you can't say you don't know or you didn't know because you were being forewarned.
Exactly.
And that's our job, to echo Yah's word.
That's our due diligence. And we're pretty good at it, Katria, or Sister Abigail. Doing due diligence of putting y'all's word out there in the ethos. Thank you, Katria. Thank you, Sister Abigail. And it says, and a continuation, return their captives. Y'all would do this. And he talks about our cousin. I've heard the reproach of Moab. They still out there hiding somewhere, and which is our cousin, and the insults of the people of Ammon, which is our cousin, with which they have reproached my people. They still do. And made arrogant threats against their borders when we were in the land in a hidden capacity. Therefore, as I live, this is what Yah said. This on his word, says Yah of hosts, Elohim of Israel. Surely Moab shall be like Sodom. I will destroy it. He's basically saying. And the people of Ammon like Gomorrah. You don't hear nothing about them over there no more. They will be over.
He didn't do that yet, though. But you should realize the connection, right? You realize the connection with Moab and Ammon and Sodom and Gomorrah, right?
Yeah. They
like that's where they came from.
Yeah, they freaking fried it. They freaking fried it. When's it? When's it too?
They're not freaking fried it. Their father Lot left Sodom and Gomorrah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Moab and Ammon are a product of leaving Sodom and Gomorrah.
Exactly.
And Yah said he's going to bring that kind of judgment on them for what they've done.
Exactly. Well, Katriel, as we always say, you reap what you sow.
Yes. And they're trying to divide up Yah's people's land. That's what they did. They sat down. You can read it as 83rd Psalm. They sat down with their family. That's why Yah is targeting them.
Mm-hmm.
And they mix. They call them Arabs. We think they're all Ishmaelites, but Arab means mixed people. So I think Moab, Ammon, Ishmael, all of them is mixed up in there when we say Arab.
Exactly. Thank you, Cocktail, for clarifying that for the students and for me. I appreciate it. I'm sure they should. Therefore, as I live, says Yah Elohim, the host, the Elohim of Israel, surely Moab should be like Sodom, the people of Ammon like Gomorrah, overrun with weeds and salt pits in a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall plunder them. The remnant of my people shall possess them. This they shall have for their pride. See, this is what you get for your pride. All y'all run out with your chest up. Can't nobody tell you nothing. This is the residual of being a prideful people. Let me reread that. Overrun with weeds and salt pits, a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall plunder them. The remnant of my people shall possess them. This is the end result because of their pride, because they have reproached and made arrogant threats that they couldn't fulfill against the people of Yah of hosts. Yah will be awesome.
The remnant, the one that got the codes and made the cut.
You better believe it. Thanks again.
This hasn't happened yet.
No, just a remnant.
So you hear people talk about the remnant, but Yah's making specifications about the remnant and what the remnant should be doing.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Katriel. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
He will reduce to nothing the gods of the earth, every one of them.
Uh-oh.
Every one of them. People shall worship him. Who is him? Yah Elohim. Not Jesus. Not Allah. Not Buddha. All gods. And the people of the nation, the people of this universe, shall acknowledge the Most High, and they shall worship him. That's the end of the story.
And that hasn't happened yet.
But it will. Believe it.
Yeah.
Each one from his place for what he's supposed to be. Indeed, all the shores of the nations. You Ethiopians also, you shall be slain by my sword. He will stretch out his hand against the north, destroy Assyria, and make Nineveh a desolation, which he has done that. As dry as the wilderness, the herd shall lie down in her midst. Every beast of the nation, both the pelican and the bittern, shall lodge on the capitals of her pillars. All these desolate places that the Most High has reduced and will reduce. It hasn't stopped. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be at the threshold, for he shall lay bare the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt securely in the Most High codification, that said in her heart, I am it, and there is none beside it, that acknowledged the Most High and said, this is it. This is what we've been waiting on. Any city, every city. How has she become a desolation? Some of these other cities. A place for beasts to lie down. Everyone who passed by her shall hiss and shake his fist. Because they did not acknowledge the Most High. They did not get rid of their idolatry, their abomination, their iniquity. That's how they've been reduced to this. But those that put their trust in the Elohim and in the Elohim Yah, praise his holy name forever, they will be singing at their windows. When in other places, it's going to be places of desolation. Get it right with the codification. Follow the Most High. Trust no man, no idols. Put your trust in no man and no idols. But put your trust in the Elohim and its entirety. And know this is it. This is what I've been looking for. The whole truth, nothing but truth. So help me, Yah, and praise and bless his holy name. Gotriel, Sister Avia, I've been fired up. I'm ready to go. And I'm looking, I'm waiting on commentaries. So Sister Avia can show us what's in Proverbs, second chapter. But y'all got the mics.
Praise God. That's all I keep thinking about, you better get right. You better speak Yah. You better fear Yah. Don't worry about anything else out of here. Because once Yah done warned you and constantly warned you, if you look around and see what's going on, you better get right.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Sister Abia. Bless your holy name.
And he's not just talking to Israel. He's talking to all the nations. And he's starting with the nations that were our neighbors. And he's showing the world that he ain't playing. All these nations got to straighten up and fly right. In the last part, he talks about the Ethiopians, the Cushites, who also be killed by my sword. We've seen Ethiopians being devastated ever since I was young. Biafra and how the Most High, you know, vexes the nation of Ethiopia. But Ethiopia is the only nation that was ever colonized. He was shut out his hand against the north, destroyed Syria. We ain't seen it in Syria. We've reading about it, but we never seen it. And will make Nineveh a desolation. He won Nineveh before, but they went right back to it. And the city that he's talking about is Nineveh. He says, herds will lie down in the middle of her. All the animals of the nations, both the pelican and the porcupine, will lodge in its capitals. Their calls will echo through the windows. Desolation will be the threshold, so he has laid there.
Y'all, I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, he's talking about Nineveh. This is a joyous city that lived carelessly. They didn't care about the first judgment that y'all was going to bring that said in our heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. How has she become a desolation? What happened? What happened? This is what happens to all these empires who get besides themselves and think that they are, and there's none besides them. A place for animals to lie down in. Everyone who passes her will hiss and shake their fists. That's what happened to us. That's what happened to the nations that thought they were greater than the Most High. And that's what's going to happen to all these nations that are around here right now that don't know Yah and think that they it. So, I am, and there's no one beside me. Sound like America. You're the greatest superpower on earth. Okay, you keep boasting. Most I going to say, what has become of you? Because he got judgment for all these nations. He's just starting with this prophet, with the close ones that were near. It still got sway over the land that we belong to. And Yah said he's going to give it back. That hasn't happened. They try to make it happen, but it hasn't happened yet. So praise Yah for the promises that he made to our people, our nation. We just got to get ourselves together. Got to learn how to gather together and learn to humble ourselves. We got to seek Yah, seek humility, seek righteousness. All these things we got to do. These are assignments for our nation. Is everybody with it? Because Yah's anger is coming.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And everybody knows it's coming. It's a judgment day. Everybody knows it's coming.
Oh,
what do you do about it? What do you do about it?
You better get it straight. I know that much. Take heed.
Some people just
don't
bother. They know judgment's coming. They're going to try to get all the pleasure they can, do all the evil they can before it comes. And that's on them.
Praise Yah, God.
The righteous? Yeah. The righteous should be seeking Yah, trying to humble themselves, seeking meekness, studying Yah's word. That's the task. Yah said, you may be hidden in the day of my wrath.
No guarantee.
Whether we sincere or not. No guarantee.
No guarantee based upon your actions and your codification and processes. Praise Yah, Katria. Thank you for that. We needed it, all of us, that clarification. And thank you and bless and praise the Most High name for your wisdom and understanding in that regard. Sister Aviyah.
I'm here.
The second chapter of Proverbs. Are you ready?
Yes, indeed. Always ready and willing. Prepare for Yah. Always.
May the Most High bless you, sister.
Chapter 2, Proverbs. My son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for his treasure. Now, we're not talking about females walking around here now. We're talking about searching for wisdom. Then thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up the sound wisdom for the righteous. He is the buckler to them that walk uprightly. Didn't we just finish hearing about that? Didn't youngsters and Brother Contrell, y'all were just speaking about that?
Yes.
He keeps the path.
This is synchronicity.
Yeah.
He doesn't leave you short. So we go to Proverbs and find out what wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is and where it comes from. It comes from the mouth of the Most High, which is his words that we have to pursue, not some red letter New Testament stuff that some man was talking about. We have to find out what Yah said. Wisdom comes from his mouth. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Many people don't have the knowledge of Yah, nor do they understand him.
Wait a minute, because don't forget they got the fear, y'all. That will lead them to that wisdom, to the understanding. So they got the stars here, and they better listen up.
Exactly.
He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and what it should be. Yea, every good path.
When did he tell us to find righteousness?
Yes.
And now he's showing us the way to do it.
That's right.
Exactly.
When wisdom enters into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul.
So it really starts at the heart. I'm sorry, Sister Aviyah.
Yeah,
if you got a hard heart and you refuse to receive, then your heart is going to shut down wisdom, knowledge, and instruction, the path to righteousness and the Most High. So it actually starts with your heart. Is it in your heart and soul to find these things?
Yep, your heart got to be right. If I may, let me apologize first.
Go ahead.
And the next sentence says it all. And knowledge is pleasant to your soul as a result. Knowledge is not pleasant to a person's soul if his heart is not right. That's why we laugh and joke and have joy. And some people like walking dead. Their heart is not right. And my apologies again.
Yes. You ready to go on? Okay. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things. Who leads the path.
That means you won't be fooled.
Yeah.
Anyway, that comes along, got a philosophy and a doctrine. Because people out here are evil. They want to take you away from the Most High, so they come up with all kinds of stuff. And if you don't know the way of Yah, they will lead you into perverse things.
Like you mean some of those preachers up in these cathedrals and churches?
Yep. Yeah, they worship, they're leading out people to worship idols, false gods, the works of men's hands, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They're not serving Yah. And those men are leading them in the wrong way.
And then what they're leading them, contrary, Sister Abbott, to walk in the ways of darkness.
That's right.
They're not leading them to no light. They're not leading them to get their souls restored for the Most High name's sake. They're leading you to walk in the gay parades. They're leading you to walk with your hand and say your life matters. They're leading you to Democratic Party, Republican Party, Independent Party, any kind of party they got. That's what they're leading you. And none of those parties lead to the Most High footsteps. That the Most High
they definitely lead to Jesus, though, because they say Jesus will accept all that.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't lying, bro. You ain't lying.
Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the progress of wicked, of the wicked.
You can see it now, right, with this Christmas holiday stuff and Halloween and Thanksgiving. It's evil. It's wicked. It's spells.
Yeah. Jingle bell, they gonna go.
Oh, don't start up. Don't start.
I thought I'd sing a little ditty. Jingle bell.
Oh, no.
Don't do it. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep playing with y'all. Go ahead.
Whose ways are
that's how they get you, bro, with the little jingles.
Right.
Whose ways are crooked and they fall it in their path to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flatters with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the convent, for her house inclineth unto death and her path unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of her path of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteousness. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
You got a lot of Jezebels out here that don't know the Elohim. And you get hooked up with one of them, the evidence speaks for itself. They're going out there killing folks, and they're going out there doing everything what these Jezebels tell them. The Most High said, women that are not connected, have the processes of the Most High in their life, it's the only part they're going to lead you. So if you guys try to get a man or a woman that does not have an understanding or wisdom in their lives, these men or women are not going to lead you to the Elohim. Their footstep walks the path of death in the dead, the walking dead Negroes and Negresses. And the Most High ain't lying. You see it every day on the news, just like those little heifers went down there in Mexico and killed that young woman, that sister. We prayed to the Most High to shed some light on it, didn't we? What happened? The Most High shed some light on it because they weren't talking about her until we brought her up in prayer. So if you want to get with Tom, Dick, and Harry, you better make sure Tom, Dick, and Harry is walking the path of Yah where they have wisdom and understanding and they can share it with you. Because the other folks can't share nothing with you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah.
So when you don't have wisdom, discretion is not watching over you. Understanding is not keeping you to deliver you from the evil way, from the men who speak perverse things, who forsake the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. We see a lot of celebrities bringing out the darkness of America, which is the daughter of Babylon. So this could also be talking about the daughter of Babylon that seduces you, to walk in these ways, but are crooked and wayward in their paths, to deliver you from the strange woman, the daughter of Babylon, even from the foreigner who flatters with her words. Democracy, oh, we got freedom. You're lying. Who forsakes the friend of her youth? Who taught you how to be a country and forgets the covenant of her Elohim? Yeah, all mankind has a covenant with Yah. He put the rainbow in the sky in the hopes that we would walk in righteousness, but y'all perverted it, which are evil. For her house leads down to death, and her paths to the departed spirits. None who go to her return again. You're trying to be Americans. You're trying to be Democrats. You're trying to be Westernized. Oh, no. Neither do they attain the path of life, because there is a path of everlasting life. So you may walk in the way of good men. Unfortunately, ain't too many good men in America or in the world today. And keep the path of righteousness. It's so hard to keep the path of righteousness in a wicked world. For the upright will dwell in the land. The perfect will remain in it. If you could be perfect and upright in this wicked world, you deserve the prize. But the wicked will be cut off from the land. You don't want to be wicked, because you'll be cut off quick, fast, in a hurry. The treacherous, you wicked and treacherous, oh, you're going to be rooted out of the earth permanently. Done. The final judgment. You just read it in the book of Zephaniah. What synchronicity?
Yeah, praise Yah. That was beautiful. Thank you, Sister Aviata. It was beautiful, insightful. Thank you, Katrio, for the clarification. And thank you, fellow students, for studying with us. We're imploring y'all. Just don't be just be listening about it. Be about it. Be a part of metaphorically and physically. In the Most High camp, for these type people behaviors are individuals and are metaphorically different nations. These nations or these individuals are not going to lead you on the path of Yah. They're going to lead you on the path of death and dead. It's true. Yah didn't just say it because he liked the words. Yah said it because this is the truth. And take it for what his word is. Praise Yah and bless the Holy. If you want some wisdom and understanding, you're going to search after wisdom like she's Sibyl.
Yeah.
And you got to look for it. You got to study Yah's word. And you got to make the application. Don't just study it. Apply it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel, any commentaries?
I can say one thing. You, the fear Yah. And then, like you said, it'll lead you to wisdom. And I can tell you right now, that's a whole lot of benefits. You know, once you get that wisdom by fearing Yah, you get to live forever. That's what I'm looking forward to.
So
praise Him.
Praise Yah. God, Trey, my dear brother.
Walk the righteous path. Do right by one another.
That ain't hard. We just make it hard, Sister Abby, unfortunately.
Yes, indeed.
We're each other team. Yah, you don't need to look for another team. Yah made a team for you. Get on the team. Ain't nobody else on your team. They don't even like you. They don't desire you. They despise you. They use you. They will abuse you. Get on the team the Most High designed for you. Any other team ain't going to work for you. It's going to work on your everlasting nerves. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell.
Yes, sir. It's funny how they don't want us to get on this team. They throw negativity at this team. Black, Hebrew, Israelites, yellow hate, racist group. No. Read along with us. Nothing that we read in here that we're trying to apply ourselves to is racist, hateful, or anything that you're trying to call us. But it's so obviously trying to keep us away from this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that will bring us these blessings like Sister Abby just spoke about. The benefits of doing what's right and pleasing and upright in Yah's eyesight for us, it's not hateful. It's beneficial to us. And the more you try to keep us away from the good medicine, the antidote that Yah has given us, the harder you're going to fight us. because you know this is going to be good for us, and it's not going to be good for you. So we're going to continue. We're going to be persistent. We're going to be diligent in seeking out Yah's word and applying the words that he gave to our Israelite nation, to the Israelite people, and we're returning to what belongs to us. So you might hate that, but we're going to do it anyway. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, because we know that this is beneficial to us. Why would we reject this and take what you're offering us? Why should we take what the nations are offering us, calling us a cult and all kind of stuff? But we're reading here.
Who cares what they say? Who cares?
Right. They're trying to keep us away from this because this is so precious. And we need to penetrate all the lies, all the illusions, all the falsehoods, and get to the pure word of Yah, which he's blessed us to do in the midst of all this confusion. So I'm grateful, I'm thankful that Yah has given us these instructions, and we just need to apply ourselves as hard as we can. The more they resist us, the more we got to fight to hold fast to it, because we're not preaching what they're talking about. We're preaching.
Right.
We're trying to warn them. Yah's coming. We're trying to tell you, humble, repent, do like Nineveh did. We got to do the same thing. We ain't special. We got to do the same thing y'all do. Repent, return to Yah, everybody.
You ain't lying. We ain't special.
We may make it if we humble and do what Yah said. He said, you may make it, Israel. Or you may. You may just make it.
Right. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me to go processing to the codification and gather ourselves together, repent to the Most High, and do what we can, how we can, or whatever we can for our people. Become a unified while we're here. Unify in our activities in regards to the Most High and ourselves. Truth be told. Well, thank you, Cottrell. Thank you, Sister Abby.
Thank you.
On a short note, do me a favor, either one of y'all. Could tell Brother Shemaiah, that I get tired of leaving him messages. Tell him I said clean out his phone or even check Messenger on Facebook.
Okay, okay.
Because I can't get through to him.
Okay. You want to do the honest Cottrell or you want me to do it? No problem. You want me to call him Shemaiah, Cottrell? Are you?
Okay.
I can call him right now. Hold on. I'm going to talk to him right now. My sister's been trying to call you. What's up, brother? We ain't going to hold it. Come on now. You need to respond. I'm going to call him right now as we speak. All right. Let me pull up his number. And I'm going to tell you exactly what you told me to tell him. You better answer this phone or it's going to be some serious trouble. That's what you told me to tell him, right? Okay.
Don't be a false bearer.
Okay, it's phone ringing. Okay. He might be at work.
It's hard to go to voicemail, too.
Oh.
Shemaiah.
Hello, how you doing?
May the Most High bless you, brother. I got a bone to pick with you. Sister Aviyah. And we on the show. She told me to tell you, you need to pick up the phone and pick it up now. You E.F. Hutton.
No, brother. Tell Brother Shemaiah, I said check his messages, even on Facebook Messenger and his phone.
You hear, Shemaiah?
I heard you.
What's that?
They put me in Facebook prison until Thursday.
Oh, he said they got him in Facebook prison. He don't know how to get around it like Yamsu. Yamsu said the same thing. Yamsu said it in a different way.
Well,
what you done now, bro? Bring you some cookies and cakes and whatnot?
Right, right. I don't even know why they put me in. I never said nothing about nobody like that, because I'm very crafty in what I say.
Right.
There was an issue with my identification. I used my national ID, and they got me back in.
Oh, okay.
But they said they couldn't see the picture, so I had to resend it to them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Brother Shemaiah, What's wrong with your phone? It's in prison too?
She said, did you take your phone to the cell?
You know what? Sometimes, because that phone right there, I get the complaints about that other phone. But call me on this number that Young Soup is calling me on.
Okay, I'll provide that number for us, Shamaya.
Okay, because that other number, sometimes I don't have it with me because I got to buy me a new phone. It's on its last leg.
Okay.
Look out for mail.
She said, look out for some mail.
Hallelujah. And I heard you. I'm going to take care of it. And I'm sorry. We'll talk.
Yeah, he said when they let him out of prison, he's going to come see you.
All right.
We love you.
May y'all bless you.
Hey, love y'all too. Y'all be safe.
May the Most High bless you.
Shalom.
All right. I handled that right for you quick. And right now, as I'm speaking, I'm looking for his number to share. You don't have no problem with this. As a matter of fact.
Well, you can just text it.
Okay, hold on. Or
send it to Messenger.
Okay. See, you asking a little bit too much. But I
can't write you down right now.
Yes, ma'am. I don't want no trouble. I'm listening to wisdom. Write the number down, and I'm going to text it to you, okay? All right. I'll write it down, and sooner we shut down, I'm going to text it on to you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're quite well. Brother Cartrell, Sister Aviyah. Fellow students, may the Most High bless you. And let us keep doing what we're doing because we're duty-bound and more obligated to do no less. Cartrell, Sister Aviyah, you want to say something in closing? Say shalom or good night to the people.
Just as always, seek Yah, obey Yah, and praise Yah. And don't forget to fear. Shalom and good night, Tim.
Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Yes, we read chapter Zephaniah 2. Gather yourself together, O nation, that desire. And he gave us a way and a means through our website called YahWillGather.us. We can gather worldwide. We ain't got to be in close proximity, like Yahshua said. But we all got to be on the same page. So we're trying to gather ourselves together worldwide, nationwide. Visit our website. See what you can do. See what you contribute. To make this happen for the Most High. All praise and glory to the Holy One of Israel. Shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night. We love y'all. May the Most High bless
love
you.
Love y'all.
Good night.
Take me in like I've never been. Lead me now to your heart, chagrin. Take me in by the river's bend. There I can wash away my sins. Oh, won't you take me in? I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take me in. Oh, won't you take me in? from our fathers who refused to call us in. But I sing my hands and nails in their skin that break.